You'd be happy that you get to see your beloved Cowboys back in action. And that last year, I don't know if you recall, but last year you converted me to a Cowboys fan. I didn't have a team. And you said that I should follow the Cowboys. And then in the end, I reluctantly said, yes, I'll follow them. And they didn't have a good year last year. I might have been a bad omen.
Yeah, well, I spoke to Greeny week before last, you know, trying to get the boys back on the paddock. And Greeny said, well, boy, Chesson, taken up a membership, you know.
I haven't.
So I'm instructing my staff to send you a little application form there.
I'll do that.
But look, you cannot begin to believe the relief. I cannot watch the Cowboys Broncos winning the premiership. We won the premiership, not you. I can't watch it again. I watched it 21 times. You know, I just, you know, they've got to get the game going again because I'll go off my head.
Well, I heard that Volandis wants everyone that wants to come along to the football to have the app, otherwise they can't come and watch the game.
Who said that?
Peter Volandis.
Well, you know, he's breaking the law. The law says that you cannot use coercion. And I think coercion is the word that's used.
Yep.
And on that basis, they got it through. Now, they may have got through without that in there, but I certainly they had a lot of trouble with their own backbench, the Liberal government. So, I mean, you've got to look at the bigger picture here. And I think people that are looking at the bigger picture, a lot of those very thoughtful programs that you see sometimes, not all the time on Sky News, but, you know, they're almost unanimous in their position that they're not going to trade off your basic rights and freedoms for the safety Nazis.
Bob, what your Premier is trying to do at the moment is protect you Queenslanders by not opening the border. Do you reckon she's right?
We have had no coronavirus in North Queensland for 2 months. No coronavirus for 2 months, right? It does not really exist up here. There are a few cases come up from Brisbane, and that's it. And we have been locked down. There'll be 1,000 businesses up here that are now bankrupt. Some of them 4 and 5 generations of sacrifice and working an 80-hour week. All gone.
There was a time not too long ago where you wanted the north of Queensland to be boarded off from the rest of Queensland for safety reasons. Have you decided it's time?
This argument now applies to all of Queensland.
Right.
I mean, all of Queensland is now clean like we've been for the last two months.
Right, okay.
I'm not just going to go on forever. All I can say to you is the longer it goes, the less time the Queensland Labor government's opponents can get out there and campaign.
Well,
and the more that the Queensland Premier can get herself on the television morning, noon and night.
Well, it's funny you say this, Bob, because Pauline Hanson, she's taking action against your Premier for not opening the borders. She wants them open because people are suffering economically. Would you look at some kind of alliance maybe with Pauline Hanson's party?
Oh, no. We're backing Pauline 1,000%.
Oh.
Don't have me wrong.
No, right? No, not at all. Yeah.
Important questions. You got your Broncos tonight, then you got your team tomorrow night. What are you betting? Who's going to win? What's the score?
No, I think...
Come on.
I think this year we have an extremely good team. And... you know, it'll take them a few games, just to get it together. But once they got it together, I think Greeny's put together a really strong side this year.
If they can beat Brisbane, Bob, I will sign the dotted line, right? I will join the clan. Now, let's end on a happy one. How's young Peaches going, mate?
Peaches, I haven't been allowed to see her.
Oh, no.
I haven't been allowed to see her, and that's, you know, like, there'll be a million other Australians in the same situation.
Yeah.
And that's another tragic aspect of this. Your kids are growing up and you're not seeing them grow up.
Well, with Peaches, though, I did hear that there was talk that she may have been named Roberta after you. Is that true?
We're not very imaginative in our family. My son's name's Robert. My father's name was Robert.
Yeah.
And my grandfather's name. Well, there was a bit of variation. He was Carl Robert.
Well, then,
so then she was going to be Roberta.
Yeah, and then it could have had young Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E. That would have been a great nickname. But Peaches is still lovely. Peaches is lovely.
That was that was a, I think, great grandmother's name. So that was where it sort of came from, but unusual.
Oh, that's nice. Look, thank you so much for jumping on. And we hope that you get to see granddaughter soon, mate.
Righto.
Good luck with taking out the premiership.
You know, I hate to tell you, but really, we're going to massacre Broncos this year. But, you know, I don't like to gloat.
Oh, good on you. Good on you.
God bless all listeners. God bless.